today from the Ohio Newsroom, renaming Ohio's only national forest. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. The U.S. Forest Service is proposing renaming the Wayne National Forest. Its namesake, Anthony Wayne, was a founding father and a general in the Revolutionary War. But as the Forest Service puts it, he also led a, quote, violent campaign against the indigenous peoples of Ohio that resulted in their removal from their homelands. Nearly a dozen Native nations asked for the name change, including the Shawnee. Chief Ben Barnes is with me now to talk about why this effort matters. Chief Barnes, how did you and the Shawnee tribe get involved with efforts to rename a national forest here in Ohio?
Well, we've been involved with the United States Forest Service ever since the creation of the United States Forest Service. We have formal consultations between our government and the United States government. And one of our best federal partners, at least for the Shawnee tribe, has always been Region 9 of the United States Forest Service. So that includes Monongahela in West Virginia, the Hoosier in Indiana, Mark Twain in Missouri, and of course, the Wayne National Forest in Ohio.
Why do you think it's so important to rename the Wayne National Forest?
In regards to Anthony Wayne, even in his own time, he faced criticism from his own peers for being over the top in his murderous zealotry, trying to rid the Ohio of indigenous people. So in Ohio today, modern Ohio, includes people of a great diversity, and it should represent all of Ohioans, not just a town burner, destroyer of communities, murderer of women and children.
Got it. Well, there are several ideas floating around as new names for the forest. Buckeye, Ohio, Kotewa. How would you like the forest's name to change?
But I think the National Forest Service and folks in the current administration like the name Buckeye National Forest, which I think is wonderful. And having grown up in Southern Ohio, in Dayton, and in the 70s, you know, I'm a huge, huge fan of Cincinnati Bearcats, Cincinnati Reds, the Bengals. You know, so I love Southern Ohio. So renaming this forest is a wonderful idea.
Okay. Several Ohio political leaders, including Senator J.D. Vance, have voiced opposition to any name change. Vance said in a statement that our government should, quote, defend our founding fathers instead of capitulating to politically motivated renaming efforts. How do you respond to this sort of criticism?
Some of our founding fathers were Indian. Some of those founding fathers had names like Tecumseh, Pontiac, Sitting Bull.
This proposal to rename the Wayne National Forest, it's part of a much broader effort across the country to rename geographic places that have names that are offensive to indigenous people. Do you think this effort is making a difference?
I think you don't see the Shawnee tribe or other tribal nations out there with pitchforks and torches screaming for name changes. I think communities recognize that there may have been some wrong-headed ideas from ill-informed eras in our nation's past. Those ill-informed notions were denying women the right to vote. Those ill-informed notions were practice of slavery. Those ill-informed notions were deporting and depopulating the United States Native Americans. So whenever we celebrate a hero of that era, the guy who butchered women and children in Native villages, we have to ask ourselves, are we celebrating a wrong-headed idea?
That was Ben Barnes, chief of the Shawnee tribe, talking about the proposal to rename Ohio's Wayne National Forest. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.